Now let's go on to our next question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book. When we lose a loved one, can he still spiritually see us or be with us? And it's so hard to lose a loved one, I know. And those who were a big part of our lives leave an emptiness in our hearts when they leave us. We long to see them again and like to think they're looking down on us and watching over us. Is this a scriptural thought, though? Just what are our loved ones doing that have passed away? Scripture actually says very little about this. For the Christian, the one who has put his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we know that they are in the very presence of our blessed Savior, as we read in 2 Corinthians 5:8. We are confident, I say, and willing rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Now that should bring great comfort to our aching hearts to realize that our loved one is no longer suffering the pain of sickness or injury. That's a wonderful thing. Do they actually see us? Do they know what we're doing? I can't say for sure because the scriptures do not say for sure. We do know that when one sinner repents, all heaven rejoices, as we read in Luke 15:7, which says, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than 99 just persons which need no repentance. Now this would seem to indicate that all who have gone to be with the Lord are aware and rejoice when someone accepts the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. In the Song of Solomon, the bride is asked why she adores her husband so much. We read in Song of Solomon 5:9-16, What is thy beloved more than another beloved, O thou fairest among women? What is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou dost so charge us? My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold. His locks are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of waters, washed with milk and fitly set. His cheeks are as a bed of spices, as sweet flowers. His lips like lilies, dropping sweet-smelling myrrh. His hands are as gold rings set with a beryl. His belly is as bright ivory overlaid with sapphires. His legs are as pillars of marble set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Now this is a type or an example of the Lord Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. As the bride begins to describe her husband, she lists the things that are so appealing about him. She finally says, He is altogether lovely. Her love for him causes her to see his beauty in a way that others cannot see. Imagine how your loved one felt when he looked into the eyes of his Savior for the first time and saw that one who is altogether lovely. I can imagine that all his attention, all his time is spent focused on that blessed one that gave himself a sacrifice for our sins. Rather than spend time watching us, his time is probably spent being occupied with the Lord Jesus himself. Sometimes we'd like to think that our loved ones are in heaven watching over us and protecting us. In actuality, that's the Lord's job, and he does it exceptionally well. It's said of the Lord in Psalm 32:8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. We also read in Song of Solomon 2:6, His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. Our blessed Savior takes us in his strong yet gentle arms and keeps us in safety and comfort. So rather than send our loved ones to care for us, the Lord himself is the one that watches over us, guides us, and comforts us. I do hope that your loved one was a believer on the Lord Jesus Christ. Without Christ, there is no hope. I hope that you too have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. If the Lord doesn't come soon, you will pass away one day, as will all of us. And what will happen to you? Where will you spend eternity? It all depends on what you do with the Son of God. If you have never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I encourage you to do so today. As the Apostle Paul said in Acts 16:31, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. I'm reminded of the words to the chorus of an old hymn, What Will You Do With Jesus? It says, What will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, What will he do with me?